We will start in 3, 2, 1.
What time is it? Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am Celatine, your social architect. And today in the building, we've got the best thing ever, a.k.a. One of the new school DJs going crazy on Metro FM right now. South Africa's very own DJ Sabby. Welcome.
Yes, sir. The best thing ever in the building, Zimbabwe, Bulawayo, Harare, yeah. Touchdown. Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to you, man. I think I first got acquainted to you through Tawanda and Jildon. They were like, nah, got this thing with Flamoji, man. We're just trying to collab with someone to take this thing to the next level and just look for new talent. And then I think I saw you. I think this was May or April. I think you were doing some Instagram live things. So I was like, okay, this is some dope. And it was very interesting to see it now come into fruition. And I think it's getting bigger and bigger by the moment. How did that collaboration come together, Flamoji and your company?
So pretty much how it played out, bro, is that I used to do Keeping It 100 on Instagram. So artists normally send me music and they're like, yo, Sabby, can you hook me up with feedback? What can I do to make my music sound better? So I'm always accessible to the kids, always accessible to the talent, because, you know, it keeps me updated on what's happening on the ground and what are some of the sounds that are popping off and where the youngins are trying to take this thing. And then just, you know, after one random live feed, because, you know, it just became a thing for me. Flamoji hits me up in the DM and says, yo, would like to partner up with you with this thing that you're doing. It's dope. And, you know, he gave me some background on what his platform was all about. And then we met. That's when I met the face, you know, behind the scenes, Tatande. And, you know, he shared his vision. And, you know, we did one live feed, which was a collaboration between him and me. And they came through very, you know, very strong with the admin side. So people submit to their music on Flamoji. And then the best music that was heard on the platform will then come to the Instagram live with myself as DJ Sabby. And then, you know, he pitched the idea, why don't we actually just curate an entire body of work? You know, we'll find 20 young artists, unknown, and we'll make 7 songs, we'll put them out, you know. At first, it was a wild idea. But also, man, with COVID, we needed something to keep people happy, something to inspire someone, something to just reaffirm that your dreams are valid, because a whole lot of people, you know, kind of like stop believing in their goals. And that's where we got to this project, man. Next up, literally just that, the next person is in line to become the next big thing. You know, with my collaboration with them, you know, Blueprint Studios came on board, Chukwut Way came on board, and we were able to make the music. Now we're just in the final stages of mixing and mastering. Polo's out as a leading single. We got a few more singles to go. And then we dropped the body of work. We were supposed to come out on the 29th of October. But yeah, the mixing and mastering process is just taking a little bit longer. Yeah.
How difficult was it for you to like pick through all the music? Because I'm sure you guys had like 1,000 submissions. How do you pick and choose? Because I'm sure you guys want to like really zone in and just pick maybe a good 10 or 20.
Yeah, it was challenging, but at the same time, it was challenging, right? But on another side, I feel like it wasn't that challenging. You know, I'm very energy driven. If the frequencies are aligned and, you know, I generally vibe with the person, and I feel like I can work with the person and their craft is just as good, then there's every reason, you know, to work with that person. There are some people who had, you know, potential to work with me, but there was just no energy, you know, there was just no circuit flow. And, you know, you can't work with someone who already at first instinct, it just feels a little bit tough to even try and give feedback to this person and how they respond to that. Like, nah, no forced energies, man. So it was 50-50, man. You know, it was hard, but at the same time, it was easy. You know, it was hard and easy.
I can imagine. Who was the most convenient artist to work with, like out of the batch of artists as you defined for your project? And who was the most difficult, and who was like a breeze? Who was like, you know, throwing back verses within the first 24 hours?
Yo, I think we had a lot of them coming through, you know, with some crazy home runs and sixes on this one. Because that's why I say energy is very important, you know, like picking people that really want to work, people that want to be on a project, people that really want to shine, people that want to consistently show their hands forward. So we had like multiple sessions because of COVID, there were restrictions. We couldn't just like get a whole lot of people, everyone to come through. So we had different sessions. And I have to say, like, I remember the first time, you know, Nest was in the lab, you know, Nest, there was space. There were a couple of homies, man, but Nest was just eating up a whole lot of beats, you know. Then I met Pillboy. Pillboy was just eating a whole lot of beats. And then it was Quasi M. Quasi was just all over them choruses and just all over the beats. And then there's Romy Flames. Romy also just coming through. Like, he's just very versatile, switching things up. You know, K-Do, it was just exciting because he already came with songs that were just a great skeleton. So it was just a matter of finishing him up. You know, Polo was practically done. All we did was just added production value and re-record the song, remix and master the song. Shaka Zulu is another banger, you know.
Yeah.
We added Nest on that one, you know, and K-Do. So just top of the dome, man. Like, I think it was exciting to see everyone come through. Deku was also another guy. Like, he was a silent slayer. He came through from nowhere. I think he came in like on the fourth or third session, and he was just body bagging these beats, you know, like it was fire flames and emojis. There were some people that came through. Unfortunately, it wasn't as strong and they only came for one session, and that affected, you know, them even being on the project because we chose like 20 people. But I think only 18 or 16 made the final cut of, you know, with 13 songs.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have 7 songs. We ended up really having 13 songs. Yo, man, it was real circumcision. Like, it was tough out there, man. It was a real surgery, but it was exciting because everyone, you know, wanted to make sure they make their final cut. To this very moment, none of them know who is on the official EP. There's 13 songs that we've selected. It might be 14 in total. I think now it's just becoming more of an album than an EP, you know. So I'm excited to see how it's going to play out. But I'm excited because...
You might as well just drop a double disc.
Nah. 14 songs, pushing it, I think should be enough. You know, the listening span also is just not great at the present moment. But the way the songs have been just put together... it's hard to skip any song. It's just a nice story. It's well-arranged. Production values on another level. You can't tell that these kids have just started doing music or they've been struggling for a while. They just will compete with the biggest names when it comes to just their craft being presented. And, you know, coming through with my experience and my radio ear and just being very pedantic on what I feel is needed in the game right now, I'm happy with what we finally have.
Can you confirm if this is true? They say people with radio ears, they're very impatient. Like for you, I'm sure you've got experience on drive time. So you need to listen to like the first 10 seconds. If you're not feeling it, you're really throwing it to the side. Or do you like, oh, let me give him a minute. Let me give this boy a minute to warm up. What's your process like with that?
I'm really gifted, man, with patience, you know? There's a song called Balega, for example. Like, I loved the chorus, Morena. Now, Morena's also a talented guy. And my gloves. Morena was delivering the chorus so well, even though he's home language is Sesotho. But the chorus was in isiZulu, and he had written that. But how it was coming across at first was just okay. It was just not banging the ceiling off. And I was consistently giving him scenarios and trying to take him to his lowest moment in life so he can tap into the emotion that I want to come out of the song. But that was proving to be a challenge. And he literally went home. And then when he came back the next morning, you know, he was in the zone. And I got what I wanted, you know. So I'm very patient, because especially if I believe in you. And I think it comes with the energy. You know, energy is very important, because if you generally can feel like this person's vibrations are there and they're very positive, it's just that it's not landing at the present moment. You are able to be patient with them, you know, because you can tell that their struggle is authentic, their struggle is genuine. It's not coming from a place of ego. It's not coming from a place of saying, Sammy, what do you want from me? You know, so there's none of that. Because we generally both know what we need to get out of the song. Because I'm not just going to get a song or get the vocals in and they just don't have that emotion. It can be well written, it can be well produced, but if there's no emotion to it, it's just another verse. And you'll find that a lot on the project. There's so many people that I had to push to get them into the zone where I wanted. So yeah, man.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. To answer your question, I'm very patient.
And you mentioned something as well that I was thinking about. I have no doubts in how you and Team Flamoji, you and your team, the quality of the music. It goes back to something you said, I think, on another podcast. You said gatekeepers will never end. What are some of the pushbacks you've experienced as an artist and as a music executive, like trying to now put your own things on? Are you experiencing that, or are you now part of the gatekeepers now?
Nah, I don't think I'll ever be part of the gatekeepers, man. For I will always be the guy that is doing the things that people don't want to do. You know, for example, like, you know, committing to a project like this. I have like 20 names on this project that most people don't know. And one thing I realized is that when everyone talks about we need new names, we need to collaborate, and, you know, everyone speaks this positive stuff, but when it's time to get into the work, people become distant, you know? And I'll say that even when I was engaging with various, you know, platforms, labels, you know, to get distribution deals, a lot of them were very hesitant and the deals were very bump. Shout out to Ziki, you know, Music for coming through, you know, and partnering up with the boy. I think we really got a great, you know, distribution deal with them to get the music to the people. The splits were okay. I'm not really mad, you know, because a whole lot of people keep telling me it's a risk. I'm like, how is it a risk when it feels right? You know, like, why does it feel like a risk when everyone, when you read the room, you can tell, like, we need new energy in this space. So who's going to go find the new energy if it's not the DJs? You know, the DJs are always the bridge. That's what I feel. You know, we are the people who can go into different spaces and be able to still be okay because we are neutral people, you know. I can move to my piano space, have a conversation with the people, move to hip-hop, move to jazz, because I've created relationships with these people where nothing, you know, is personal, you know. So when it comes to people that I feel have been very, maybe like gatekeeping, I'd say some people talk the talk, but when it's actually time to put in the work, nah, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's nothing personal. I'm one of those people, man, like, calm as a bitch, you know, I hold nothing personal. We keep it moving. If you feel like it's not something you want to partner with or work on, you know, I just keep it moving. I really have no room to hold on grudges, because with or without you, bro, we'll get it.
You get it. Might take a bit longer, but I'm sure you get to it.
We'll get it, man, because if some people love it.
Yeah.
If the people love it, bro, sorry to jump in your mouth. I still stand on my words, and what I said on that podcast is that if the people love it, it will get you to totally different spaces. It's what you do when you get into those spaces, because those are the people you did not have access to. And when it comes to, you know, using words, man, I'm really good at that. So they'll get me into that space. Because when it comes to music, I'm a kid there, you know. I'm really fighting to, you know, create a catalog that will be as great as my radio catalog, you know, or my TV catalog. So with the music, I'm coming in as a kid that's willing to learn, using the information that I know to build something bigger, you know. So there's no ego here.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine. Keep it real Fridays with Celatine.
I'm only asking these questions because I'm just trying to see if there's a change of perspective. I think last year on Mac G's podcast, you were mentioning that a lot of media personalities in South Africa don't keep it real. They're preserving relationships when they're reviewing stuff. And has your perspective changed? Do you think maybe if someone is like your friend or someone you might have mutual interest with, will you go a little easy on them because of those ties? Or you feel, nah, just dish it out. If it's crap, man, it's crap. Or there's a way, or there's a way to kind of be, you know.
I think there's a way, man.
How do you handle it?
The reason why I really don't have a whole lot of friends in show business, and I have acquaintances, and I have professional relationships, is for that reason. Is because for any person, if you're going to have an opinion on their art and you're going to make it come across as if their art is terrible, you know, they're definitely going to be affected. But unfortunately, someone has to do it. So the reason why sometimes it helps when it's just an acquaintance or a connection line that exists between you and a person, everyone knows that when you have an opinion on their work, it's from a place of work, of being professional. There's nothing personal, you know what I mean? That's the standpoint that I always say, you know? And there's several people in the game, man. Like, if I feel some type of way about you or there's something that you did and I feel like that move was just not well calculated, I'll hit you up on WhatsApp. If I have your number, I'll slide in your DM. And I'll give you an opinion, because some people, if you say it on a public platform and you say, yo, I feel like that person, it wasn't really the best thing ever. Because at the end of the day, these people are human. These people are are people, man. So I can't say I'm soft on anyone. And I know when I was doing Drive and Why, there's so many artists, when I bump into them, they'll be like, yo, Savvy, but that was harsh. But I'm like, bro, it wasn't. I just told you my truth. And sometimes we forget that our truth has, you know, a far deeper reach, because as kids, when a song comes out, they'll hit me up and say, yo, Savvy, what are your thoughts on this? And that's when you realize that, oh, shit, my opinion matters, because it shapes a narrative. You know, it helps someone see things a certain way, because some people just consume stories the way they are until they come into different platforms and tap into different podcasts and Twitter timelines, because the opinions that we share kind of like bring a new color to what you thought you knew. And that's why people would listen to this. That's why people listen to the shows or read a review, because there's always room to learn what you did not know about a verse or about a beat or about some of the stuff you did not know about the song. But I wouldn't say that I'm lenient to anyone in the game, but also I'm not one of those people that would consider themselves a shock jock, you know, like I don't try my best to be the most controversial person, but sometimes my opinion can come across as personal.
But if you're just saying the truth, if something is horrible, I think I missed your show when you were reviewing Gigi LaMaine's Fufa. What were your thoughts on that? On that transition, that Fufa, I'm a piano. You're honest. I think she 2019, where she's trying her hand at some house. I don't know if it's I'm a piano, but it's some house music that she's on.
I think what. You know what we normally do, and I think maybe, I don't know if it's a South African thing or it's a continental thing. When artists explore different forms of artistry through music, we kind of like label it, you know, like, you're betraying this genre, or, you know, you're just following the money. But I'm like, if a specific sound speaks to me at this present moment, allow me, you know. And I think Kanye is a close example to what an artist can do if they just follow their heart. You know, Kanye gave us a gospel album. He's always experimenting. He's always trying out things, you know. And I think that's what makes him great. Then there's Snoop Dogg, for example. Snoop Dogg has partnered up, he's teamed up with Korean artists, done EDM songs, you know, done hip hop,
reggae,
you know. Reggae, you know, like he's gone through various transitions as an artist. And I don't think anyone has ever questioned his loyalty to hip hop. And in a South African landscape.
No, but he's stamped. Look at the example you gave. Snoop Dogg is stamped. Gigi, with much respect to her, we actually try to get an interview soon. So I won't really say something to ruffle her feelings, but
You know, but I still feel like Gigi's also stamped her name in South African hip hop, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much she's done for the game as a woman that most female MCs have not achieved. You know, she's been able to create a very strong name for herself, that when you say Gigi LaMaine, you immediately say, oh shit, she's a great rapper. You know what I mean? The same can be said with Nadia. You say, yo, Nadia Nakai, you like, yo, brother. You know, like, they immediately stamped with the hip-hop sound.
Yeah.
You know, so when if they decide to try on a new genre, it's going to come naturally that people are going to say that they're betraying hip-hop. But it's also how you do it, you know? Whichever sound Snoop went to, he was rapping on just different beats, so he was still true to hip-hop music in a way. It's just that he was on a totally different beat. It was an EDM beat, but it was still hip hop in that space.
Yeah.
But some people changed like full circle. You know, like when Dumelo was in hip hop, for example, here in South Africa, Dumelo Ruele, he was a hip hop guy, part of a group, built a strong name for himself, and then he moved into the house scene. House was very strong at the time, you know, and he did very well. He dropped an insane album, followed up. You know, just really built a strong name for himself also in the house scene. But we very hard on artists when they do that. And I think it's more especially in the hip hop space. Sertro was a rapper, for example. Now he's moved over to Amapiano, and Amapiano is embracing him. you know. I think hip hop also in South Africa lacks a culture of embracing people when they doing things. Just give them the flowers while they're still on. I think KO, we need to give him his flowers. Keenan needs to be given his flowers. Kaz needs to be given his flowers. There's so many people that, you know, Nasty needs to be given his flowers. You know, we take too long. We wait until the person decides to try out something and we say that they're leaving the sound. I don't know.
I think people push back because maybe that person hasn't really hit the peak of what they can be in hip hop. So they feel, you're quitting too early. Now you're just clout chasing or following the wave. You know, the person I can appreciate for changing is Reason, because I know he started off 2005 or even earlier. So now when he dabbles in, I can be like, okay, maybe you hit a glass ceiling and this, like his new song with Mapuris, I can see it's got more streams than a music video he put out 3 years ago. So I'm like, okay, maybe this works for you. I can understand it. So even with the guy, I actually had, I don't know if he's your friend. He had a Swizz Beatz feature, but the song, my God, I was like, this was a wasted feature. But anyway, I'm glad he's not doing I'm a piano. Azania.
Also, Azania. You know what I like about this on my end is it's using a totally different name to explore a sound. You know, like he said, he is now Caesar Alaka. And he gave us reasons why he is Caesar Alaka. But he will still be Reason. It's the same way DJ Maporisa has Matumane. It's the same way DJ Cleo had, what was his alias? I forgot, you know? And I think that just goes to show that as a person, we have multiple personalities, you know? And just because you know one personality that has become prominent or dominant does not mean that I don't have all these other colorful acts under my name that I feel like need to come out. Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. You know, Kanye got a whole lot of these personalities that fall under his umbrella. But we still need to explore a little bit of that in Africa because I think more artists need to do that. I genuinely feel like more artists need to do that. Sakode probably needs to surprise us in coming through with a singing project, you know, and see how the rappers will do it. Like Laddy Poe, for example, he's a rapper. But when he gave us, you know, the single that did wonders this year, I forgot the name of the song, but Laddy Poe is a very great example of how a guy can sing and rap and just be crazy. You know what I mean? Some people sing and, you know, it just doesn't move. And hip hop calls them names. And some people move from singing to rapping and they really become strong household names. So on my end, I just think we need more African artists to do what the Reasons of this world are doing. You know what I mean? We can't box these artists. You know, we're just limiting their creativity.
True.
And at the end of the day, they got bills to pay, you know, because, and also you got to respect that if someone is so committed to something that's just where they make their bread. If they decide to get their bread somewhere else through their artistry, like let them be. I genuinely have no issues. Major League DJs moved from hip hop. They played a big role in hip hop music and they felt like they can do more with Amapiano music. And we're seeing what they're doing for Amapiano music. But, you know what I mean?
All right. So, but I think it'll be too soon though. Like the way you guys are coming out with with your project, it seems real hip hop. And then all of a sudden you guys start singing it. I'm a pianoing people to death. I think people were like, come on, dog. Now you're selling out.
You know,
so I don't know. I don't know from your side if you guys are putting I'm a piano on that thing. I was too early, too soon.
No. Bro, like generally, I love hip hop music. But at the same time, I love different sounds. But when it comes to producing music, I think the best music I can produce at the present moment, also with what I generally love, I'll say right now hip hop music makes sense for me. I'll say also, you know, R&B. I'm a big fan of R&B. I grew up with R&B. But I can't ignore reading the room because that comes with being a DJ. So the way the music that I put together was very South African, African, you know, like I want someone from any part of the world to hear it and be like, damn, that's from South Africa, right? The same way we would hear them, you know, the guys from Ghana jumping on drill beats. But when you hear the raps, you're like, oh, shit, the Ghanaians are at it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm bringing with this project is modern beats, a sprinkle of Guaido, very deep within the, the roots of the streets. Very South African. Like, this project is very South African. Even the R&B that I have is very South African. It's inspired a little bit from the TK era, the Ndogozo era, the Sfiso era, like the black R&B that really, before Danny came, man, like, you know, really that's where I wanted to take it. And it'll probably be one piano song, you know, just because you got to read the rules.
For Control.
I'll be dropping a remix, Polo, a piano remix. You know, because if you want people to hear you, give them what you're offering, but also give them what they like so they can hear what you offered first. You know what I mean? But man, like for me, I never want people to box me. But right now where I'm at, I'm a hip hop guy when it comes to the music that I'm going to produce. Hip hop, Afro beats, R&B. Those are the sounds you hear me play. And a bit of Guaido every now and then.
And the good thing about where you are, you guys actually have a music industry that works as opposed to Zim. I actually want to, which leads to my next question. Is there like a radio play effect that happens in South Africa? Like suppose a Polo is played on Metro FM, I'm sure it's being played. Does it like quickly translate into bookings or a spike in streams? Because I know back in Zim right now, you can be played on the hottest radio show right now and it will do nothing for your songs, for your streams, or anything, or no bookings if you're an entry-level artist. But I don't. Is it different in South Africa when you get radio play?
I still believe radio play is very important because more people get to hear your music for free. You know, like there's no effort that is needed in a sense of I don't need to find a platform, look for the song, and add it and then stream it. On radio, slam bam, here it is. This is a hot song. We've done the work for you. We're playing it for you. I always say that music is just as important as ads on the radio. So the station is saying this 4 or 5 minutes is yours. And you truly deserve it. So shine. And when you shine, the people on the ground will respond based on how the song made them feel. And it really does resonate, you know, when it comes to bookings. It's just that we're working under the pandemic. The pandemic doesn't make it easy for us to gig. The pandemic doesn't make it easy for us to make as much money as possible because you also got to work, you know, within these restrictions. But, you know, also the fact that the climate is just about the yanas right now. As someone who's putting out hip hop music, I need to work 10 times harder than my piano guy because my piano guy can drop one song on a Friday. It ticks off. On Monday, they drop another one. And on Wednesday, they drop a remix to the one that they dropped on Friday. And then on Friday, he drops a collaboration project. Already in 2 weeks, he's giving you 4 songs. I'm still pushing at one song.
Bam.
You know, so it comes
the
with
next
that.
Next month, they're touring in the UK.
Exactly. I got to work 10 times harder right now to make sure that I'm still part of an option, you know, in someone's playlist that if they say, yo, I just want to switch up my palette a little bit and just vibe out to something different, let me play that Savvy project. You know what I mean? Because the offering there has, you know, different kinds of musical tastes and then they can go back to the normal play. Because another thing, you want to have that replay you know, effects. You know, I was reading a tweet, someone saying one thing CLB lacks is that replay value. And it kind of like hit me. I was
that's a lie. That's a lie.
You know,
that's a lie.
Like, damn.
That's probably a Donda affair.
You know, maybe.
That's a
but
Donda
it just got me. It got, I fucks with Drake, right? But compared to the other previous projects that he's dropped, I've probably listened back to it twice. It's not an everyday thing.
CLB.
Yeah. I don't know about you.
It's a mood thing.
It's a mood thing.
It's a mood thing.
Yeah. It's a mood thing. How many? If you get into a Drake mood now, I don't think the first mood is CLB.
CLB, nah. Maybe the previous one, the Scorpion one. It's got. I think, you know, it's because when Drake was away, we got so many 808s, the Lil Babies, the babies, they flooded. So when you get into a car, essentially you're playing on, you know, some Dirk or whatever. That's what's, you know, high energy things. So now that these guys are now back or whatever, I think maybe, you know, people are kind of getting back to that. Wale is coming back, so people are now, okay, all right, okay. The guys are like slowing it down a little bit, but still giving some good music. So
I
think it's just now I feel old.
I get what you mean. When you were born, are you a 90s baby?
Eighties, late eighties. I'm 33.
Yeah, so, bro. You're fine. I'll just say from 85 going up, like,
yeah,
you old, you know.
I appreciate it all, but
yeah,
I'm sure when Kendrick comes around, you know, he's gonna set another tone. I'm sure it's not gonna be all high energy like what he gave with the two features. I'm sure he's gonna like tone it down a little bit as well. So I think, yeah, for the old heads, like some of us, maybe that's what we're waiting for. Though I'm not a Kendrick fan like that anymore. Yeah. But let's see what he has to offer.
There's only a few people that are actually happy about the Kendrick verses, but a part of me feels like people are just happy to see him back.
Outside,
Yeah, it's back to see him outside. I don't think it's actually the music that's making people really jump out their seats and be like, yo, did you hear that? You know, but J. Cole has given us, I think the J. Cole projects is one of those. There's a day of the week to spin a J. Cole. That's how I feel right now.
They about said Kendrick has been away longer than the period between Good Kid and Damn. Mm-hmm. That's how long he's been away for. He's been away, you know. So I was like, damn, the guy's really been away for a long time. So I don't know. So we'll see when he drops his last TDE offering, because I'm sure he was in a messed up 360. So aftermath, TDE, Interscope. So by the time he gets his two pennies on the dollar, it doesn't really make any sense. But I think it's a good trade-off. I think Drake was in a similar position. But after he finished, now he's now... You know,
keep it real Fridays with Celadine.
Check. You know where you come from, where I come from, life ain't easy. I'm telling it real for like 2 years, that this in a TV. Now that put up on TV, that's their work like Drizzy and Riri. Now I just move like a true Gemini, cause never an NBD. Everything double revenue streams like double in a couple. Never gonna stop, and if you thinking that I will, then I'm gonna have to press your bubble. I had to come through, set it like a straight, demonstrate. Look at my life, gotta elevate, celebrate every single move that I ever made. It's amazing what you can do with some motivation. You don't wanna test me when I'm in album mode. I thank heavens for all my G's, cause G's, what would I be without my bros? Told myself I'll never fold. And I'm gonna kick that promise. Yeah. Came from the dirt, from the upper ditch, so I can't beat that polish. Still iconic, still my coat is great, but really this me just flexing. GPA time, spit that GPS, cause them money direction. Who? Where is the goat? Oh, him? He's over here. Yeah, fresh in my mind, so I tie no chore, I cop in the way.
Yeah. Nah, I'm the type to throw rocks in a glass house, cause fuck a glass ceiling. Onwards and upwards, I tell them my price and the energy's awkward. That's a red flag, I'm not a matador, so I can't deal with that bull. Like I OD'd on Red Bull, I spread my wings and make it look cool, ooh. But I'm down to earth still, I just can't stand still. Can't picture myself being stagnant, like I can't stand still. I'm talking photography, been through a lot, so no time for debauchery. Dropping my number, this numerology, leave it to chance, man, this ain't a lottery. It means a lot to me. Ay, my girl got more curves than the girls who curved me. Ay, and when I look back, I swear they didn't deserve me. Going for my goals, immaculate header, Twitter, Rob Van Persie. They wanna see the music take a dive, so good, I'm way too cursed. Swim with the sharks and I still get a medal. My heart on my sleeve like I found a mobile. Fruits of my labor, I love them mucho. Pay me in cash, crypto, chill.
I was broke watching 10 diamonds, so happy tease. Fast forward, I'm building empires from NFT.
How is it that side with the labels and stuff? Does DJ Sabi need to be attached to Universal South Africa, or you can be on your own? What's the climate over there? Do you need a label to move around the gatekeepers, or you can be just thugging it out with Ziki music? Is it enough?
Nah. You know, I won't lie to you. So with this project, because people kept saying it's a risk. And partnering up with people that want to work. Shout out to Ziki Music. I would not mind releasing a project with big names and going back to the people that gave me, you know, time of day when everyone was telling me that it's a freaking risk. You know what I mean? I think you realize really when you going through your experimental moments or when you going through a low moment in your life, the people that rock with you during those times are people that generally give a fuck about you, you know? So now I kind of like have reservations, you know, for certain spaces and certain labels, because sometimes it's hard not to be personal if you were very close to your project and you felt like these people, I always thought like, you know, they'd give me a good deal. And then they tell me something that I don't want to hear. But I think labels do have their role, but I wouldn't say like they are end all, you know, like, the times have changed. I wouldn't 100% say you don't need a label, because some artists have built a name for themselves working with labels. They've built their name, they've made some money, and now they can fund their independent ventures, you know. It's rare that artists really start off, you know, online and really become big stars like Chance the Rapper with no support from anyone.
Yeah.
It's rare. But he's an industry in this era of the internet, you know?
Yeah.
But with this era of the internet, there's so much that you can do if you build your community right. And I'm seeing a whole lot of these kids really building their communities, feeding their communities, and they live off that, you know? Like, Aries has one of those where he has a massive community where he can tweet a full stop and get 50,000 retweets.
Does it put money in his pocket though? You know, you can get all these retweets, but sometimes it's not enough to feed your daughter or your son or your mother. You'd be like, okay.
The thing is that for someone who's as private as him, we do not know where he gets his bread from or how he gets his bread. You know, he's not like most of these rappers where you see their deals and where they get their money from, so we can kind of speculate. But the other homies like him who are playing a totally different game, we don't know how he gets his bread. You see him on the videos, he's looking fresh, but you know that he's got some mad numbers. So if it's the streams, because he does do shows...
Yeah.
You know, the dude has relevance, you know what I mean? But because we want him to make moves the way we see moves being made by other people, because you strongly believe that he should be where this other person is, you want to see him move like that. But he might be rewriting the narrative. He might be coming through with a totally different way of approach that we might not know. You know, the same way Shane Eagle is very private with his shit, or we see him getting HBO checks, we see him teaming up with the Santis of this world and just moving differently in the continent and around the world, you know, being a close friend to Dreamville. It's different, because then you can start speculating that, yo, he's getting his bread here and there. But I think that's what most of these kids are doing. It's hard to predict where they're really getting their bread, but when you see them, they fresh as fudge every. We don't know where they get their bread from, but as long as they're getting bread, that's all that matters.
All right. No, that's good. We definitely will be keeping a close eye. So just from the outside looking in, which are some of the, I've seen you've been tapped in with like the Zim creatives with like Jacaranda Music Festival, Phil Chard and them. Like from the outside looking in, which are some of the Zim rappers you feel, okay, I've heard about this cat. Just like five, if any.
Five
is too many. Five is too big.
No, not too many. I was introduced to a guy called Denim Woods this year.
Denim Woods, actually. Okay.
Denim Woods. I think Denim Woods is cool. I think Hannah's nice also. The real Najist. What's how do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Her name is Hannah. I think Hannah's fire. Who also? Man, I interview a lot of
Holy people. Ten. Holy Ten?
I've heard of Holy Ten. I thought Alpha P was from Zimbabwe, actually, funny enough.
Alpha P?
Alpha P. Yeah, but he's actually from Nigeria. You know, I generally thought like he was from Zimbabwe, but he's not. Who also? I just played.
Damn.
Also, who also?
Kiki okay, Badass? Kiki Badass? Yeah,
I don't know.
Nope. Kiki Badass? No.
I don't know Kiki Badass.
Okay. Hopefully after this interview, when you go back, you'll be like, oh, damn. Because she's like the hottest femcee female rapper. So yeah. I think most even female rapper. Zim.
Harare.
And she's got music videos as well. So shout out to the Queen of the South. So You definitely need to lock in with the Queen. She's usually out there in South Africa a lot, so as well. So I'm sure definitely after this, you're gonna be like, oh damn! Apologies to the Queen.
Yeah, there's also apologies already that I wasn't aware of you. But your team needs to make sure we're aware. There's also our appeals. I think it's
our appeals. Man. R. Peels, that's my dude. He's got an album coming out.
Yeah,
I was afraid to mention it because I thought you'd play him and be like, nah, I don't know. But he's like one of those guys whose trajectory hasn't been like a sharp rise, but with every project he keeps building and building. I think he's like 11 projects in. So R. Peels, you're really locked in. I think we're gonna have to give you some land. You know our Peels.
Yeah, just a couple of people. You know, I know our Peels. There's a couple of them, man. It's just now that I'm thinking about the names, it's just not coming through. I know Holy Ten has popped up in my radar with a couple of songs that he's been able to put out. And I think also I think the Zim Awards was in 2020. He also bagged like a couple. Yeah. I think he like bagged like what, three awards? You know what I mean? I think so. I think
he bagged a lot.
Who's how do you pronounce that guy's name? There's another one. It's ASAP. I don't know. ASAP.
Okay. No, and that shows you're tapped in, most of. Is it ASA and then there's a PH.
Yeah, he's like ASAP.
He's blowing your bass. ASAP Africa. He's based in Bulawayo. So he's running shit in Bulawayo. My only beef with him, he hasn't dropped in a while. But even though in his silence, he's on some Kendrick
vibes. Okay.
Vibes not as, but he's still dope as fans. We want people to drop every month. But you know, he's taking his time. So ASAP is
And then there's a female MC also. What's the name of? It's Freshie. Is it Freshie? What's the name?
Freshie, my guy, Freshie.
She's dope. Nice also, no?
She's dope.
Yeah.
That girl can make hooks. She can make hooks. I think I actually like her singing more than the rapping because I think she might be a good songwriter by the way she puts her hooks together. But anyway, That's just my unpopular opinion. But shout out to that's gang. Ah, damn, you're locked. You're locked in. What about
I try my best.
Okay. I'll end up saying rappers. I don't want to say any names. People think I'm being petty because some rappers don't like me for my opinions on here. So I'll just leave it unless you mention them. But I thought you were gonna mention some of the names. But whoever wasn't mentioned, we'll just leave it like that.
Like who?
You get too much flack. Like Junior but Brown.
Another thing.
Junior Brown? No.
No, I don't know Junior Brown. No. Yeah. You can DM me a few names. I was actually chatting to PD Ghost the other day from ZFM. And also just thinking about some of the names that he mentioned. You know, some of the names that he mentioned are not the names that you mentioned, you know? So I'm like, hey, maybe there's two sides. You know, to everything out in Zim. But I always try my best because the hard part about playing, you know, in the forefront of promoting African music is that you have to be locked in every part of the continent. You know what I mean? So when you don't say the names that people are expecting from Zimbabwe, you know, I'm like, but dude, I got to also be aware what's happening in Ghana, what's happening in Malawi, what's happening here in South Africa.
It's Namibia. A lot. But you know,
it's a lot of work.
You did.
I try my best.
We once had someone like from America. He was like, "Nah, I like Zim rappers." And then he mentioned Ja Praise. I'm like, "What the hell, guy?" It's like you asked me who are the SA rappers you like, and I say I like Mafiki Zolo. So I'm like, "Come on,
that's
just a disconnect." But okay,
that's a big disconnect. That's a big.
You have to tap in.
I have to, bro. Because I feel like there's so much happening within the continent and we're slowly coming together. I think we're slowly getting to that point. I remember 7 years ago when I started playing, close to 10 years ago, when I started playing African music on the radio, you know, sounds that are not from South Africa.
Yeah.
People just did not get the vision. And I was like, one day we will get to a point where we will be so exposed to one another. And we'll get to a point where a savvy from South Africa will go host one of the biggest shows in Ghana, music shows in Ghana, and one of the biggest Ghanaians will come through in South Africa and host one of the biggest shows in South Africa. And it's slowly happening, you know. The Bonangs of this world are hosting, you know, shows out in Botswana. Nasty C headlining shows out in Ghana. We're seeing the Mapiano guys going in different parts of the continent and headlining. We're seeing David coming to South Africa and he's a full-on superstar. The same with Wizkid. You know, Thames is the next big thing. So the fact that, you know, Diamond Platinum's also, the fact that now we are at this point where Africa is building a culture of African stars, I think that's the next big thing. You know, not just being a star in your home country, where you are an African star, I think that is the next big trend, where a guy from Botswana can be a star in South Africa, Ghana, Malawi, everywhere. You know, that for me is where I see the future going. But, and I know the world is going to try and tap into that.
You know what the cheat... What the cheat code is with Tanzania with the Diamond Platinum, they only play Essex. So, and they also have people in other countries. So, when people be like, I'm an international sensation easier. But with us, some of the guys in the Southern Africa, you know, we're playing American music, playing Justin Bieber all morning. And then in the afternoon, we want to switch it up and put some yanos a little bit. Nah, they're playing like their own people. In Angola, Tanzania, local artists fill up stadiums on their own. They don't even have to tour outside. Like, I know Angola and Tanzania artists. They don't have to tour outside. Cabo Snoop is happy just doing the rounds in Angola. He doesn't have to, like, fly to UK. He'll probably get less money. So I think, I don't know how far South Africa is with it. I don't know if AKA can fill up a stadium by himself. Out of nowhere, just like on a short notice, like what they do in Tanzania, but we're still far, you know. I'm sure that you can fill up after people come together, 30 artists, sponsors and blah, blah, blah. Give it a month for tickets to run. Yeah. We still have a long way to go.
Yeah, I think for that also to happen, it's literally through collaboration. You know, I still say, for example, when David O jumped on that Diamond Platnum's remix, I think it was called Number One way back in the day. That really opened up David to the Tanzanian markets, because Diamond was a big star that side, and that exposed us to Diamond also. Then we started tapping in, and I think that's just the power of collaborations. Is that we're able to exchange fans, you know, we're able to cross-pollinate, and that's how we really unite the game in a one way or the other. And I think, for example, what we're seeing between Focalistic and David, and, you know, David embracing, you know, Foca in the UK, and you know, Foca really embracing David to the Praetorian markets here in South Africa, that's the power of collaboration, you know. We can do so much, man. We can do so much when we connect. That's why I even do my part. You know, people think it's just the music itself. But reaching out to the DJs from different countries and chatting to them to get a mood of what's happening on the ground in that home country is to get the source from the primary source, because I believe the DJ is the closest thing to the people. If the DJ is not the closest thing to the people, then there's a disconnect to the DJ on the radio and the people won't listen. And we really can do so much. And I think that's what's going to keep radio alive moving in the future, is if we are connected to the people, we're talking about what the people are going through, and we're offering solutions with regards to what the people are going through on the ground. But if you are going to be on your high horse and talking about your great life and not offering solutions to the realities that people are going through on the ground, as much as people want to hear, you know, aspirational content, offer me solutions so I can just make it through month end. That's it, you know. So some people tend to forget that. But it is what it is.
Because you mentioned a good point. A lot of people have got product, but they really don't know what to do with it. Or, you know, they might try to tweet out or whatever, give their family good product. But, you know, that's where people get lost. Like, okay, how do I take to the next level? You know, we feel it's easy, digital, you can just send it anywhere. But, you know, it's just, there's also, you know, just too much happening.
Yeah, you need a team, bro.
So you really need to find a way. I hope that's some of the things, some questions you're answering. They got the product, but they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say you can't know it all, you know. You need a team, like, man. Like,
shout out to my boy PD, the ghost. You spoke to him as well.
Yeah, I spoke to
my boy PD. Two beautiful, phenomenal projects, but, you know, they didn't get the reception that they needed. So I don't know if you've listened to any of his work, but he kind of EP'd some stuff around. But that's the kind of thing that's lacking in our community. So yeah.
Mm. It's so crazy. I don't know if it's a thing in Zimbabwe where people got to get co-signs from other countries.
Anyway, Sadly, I want to hold you. Most stiff. I don't want to hold you back too long. I hope we can have you on again when you're possibly dropping the album, and we can catch up more and on what some of your peers and your friends in the industry are doing. I didn't want to go too much into some of your friends in the industry, because we're actually looking for interviews, so we don't want to get blackballed. So yeah, shout out to TG the main. You're welcome to Keep It Real Fridays.
Yeah.
Shout out to Reason or Cizwe. Yeah, I met Reason in 2019 when I was at some Castle Light event. So yeah, we chopped it up. I don't know if he still remembers, but yeah, shout out to him. Hopefully we can also have him on the platform as well. Yeah. Nice. Any words before you go?
I can't wait to do Zim. I thought I was gonna do Zim this October.
Yeah.
There was a young music conference that I was a part of in September during COVID. And I think it was supposed to happen in October in real time. I don't know if it's still going to happen, but I was looking forward to that. But I'm still looking forward to coming to Zimbabwe. I genuinely believe what I see on the the net is totally different to what the reality could be like once I get to experience it. You know, You know, so I can't wait. One day I'll pull up and sim. One day.
Even without a conference, just do a few days in Harare. I'll set you up with some people's. Below, I'll give you ASAPs and them numbers, and they'll take care of you. They'll show you around. You know, there's a whole lot happening down there. So, or up there, actually. So, yeah, for you.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, just tell the peoples where they can follow you on your social media.
You can find me, man. It's DJ _ Sabby. That's on the gram. Sabby the DJ, that's on Twitter. That's SABBTHEDJ. You can also find me on Facebook, DJ Sabby. Boston It on the radio on Metro FM. That is every Saturday between 9 and 1. You can stream it on 801 on the audio bouquet or on metrofm.co.za. But yeah, bro, we here, we out here, you know, putting a continent to the next level for the continent, man.
All right. Thank you, everybody. DJ Sabby for Keeping Real Fridays. All right. Peace out. Anyway, Sabby, man, thank you very much. I think that's the end of it. Probably the producer will cut it off. I think the only thing we need from you is probably an image, high res, or an image that you took to just use for the artwork that we're going to use to promote the episodes. And we'll probably send you some clips, if you feel free, if you like them to share on your platforms or your networks here. And we hope to also tap in and collaborate with you guys. I actually heard a few songs. I was actually shouting at Tawanda. I was like, because he let me hear a few songs. So like, I never heard Polo. And I was like, songs are still being polished. So I was like, I envy you guys. You guys, you know, as I'll repeat, you guys are the product. And the way you guys are just gradually manifesting and everything, I was like, damn.
Yeah, bro. Like, guys, when we talk about it, we're
looking forward to. I think the only criticism.
There's
a criticism you guys will get. I haven't heard any female rappers on your shit. So people are gonna be, what the? You're lying for the black women.
I can't wait to answer that question. Because when we made a call out, we said, "Yo, please submit music. Please, even with the beats, we're like, yo, please submit beats, bro. We can count the amount of women that came through. But we do have a few ladies.
But sometimes
that really
you have to go. Court them. Yep.
Nah, dog.
You have to
for
pull
me,
up
like,
on them sometimes. And they're like, yo, shorty.
Nah, dog, nah. You know, like, I think when it comes to making music and the way we did it, there was no room to be a gentleman in a sense of, hey, can you please apply to be part of the project? There was no quota, you know what I mean? I just wanted artists that were dope. And if you felt like you were dope and you felt like Sabby can help you and you felt like you can help the projects, by being part of the project, you submit your music. If I like it, we reach out and we work. And the ladies who did that I liked and they reached out, we worked with them. But I was disappointed with the amount of ladies that, you know, ended up applying or reached out, you know. And yeah, bro, like,
I think it's everywhere. In Zim as well, the ones who are active, some of them, they're late. I hear producers complain they come late for studio sessions, or they say, nah, I don't have bus fare or something. So sometimes niggas have to go pick them up, like feed them, make sure they do their thing, return them home and just court them up until maybe you have to like really push them and be hands on. Like even with the American legends as well, with the Eves, the Faith Evans, those are all drama queens. For people, if you hear their stories, you know, people that really have to like make sure they're where they need to be for things to happen, you know? So
for me, it's one of those things that show me a sign that you want to work, give me a hint. You know, I can't assume, because I'm not trying to open a label, I'm not trying to run as A&R where I live online and I'm looking for people to work with, and I'm going to drive around to get your signature on a deal. I was not, unfortunately, in that situation. I was looking for people that have built something, and they have the talent. I'm just putting some springs under their feet. they'll jump a little bit higher so a bigger crowd of people can see them, and hopefully they'll be able to run a longer run.
Yeah.
You know, if we get 5 people of this project that'll be stars next year this time, the Next Up project would have done amazing things already. You know, the exposure we've given to K-Do, there's now more people that know him that did not know him last year. And that's just what this project's all about. I'm like, here are the next big things. Here's the people I'm co-signing. You know, I still believe in co-signing. I'm co-signing all these kids that I have on the project. If you want someone that wants to work, I've worked with them and they dope. I put my name on it.
So they can go do their own, like, deals. They don't need to, like, yo, DJ Sabby, come and co-sign for me.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, dog. I got no commission cut from this shit. I'm only going to get my cut of the music of this project. You know, they can perform their music, do shows, do whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? But one thing I just want to say, you know, is maybe one day, you know, next year this time, it's just to look back and show people that through time, believing in people, we gave 20 young people an opportunity to present themselves, and now they're feeding their families. Now they bought cars, you know, now they have, you know, clothes that they could not buy last year this time, you know, because that's what you can do when you support people. Generally, that's for me is one of the big goals, you know, because some of them coming through from heavy backgrounds, and through music can change your life, man. And I'm hoping this project will change a few lives, be it them or the people that would listen. But some form of impact will happen.
Hopefully when you guys are touring, just let me know if you guys want to come to Australia. I'm based in Australia, Brisbane. So if you guys do decide to come and do like a young tour, pull up. I got you.
Let's talk about that, man. Hit me up on a DM. Let's talk about that. You know, I got a few people that like Australia. Yeah, let's talk about that, you know. I'm keen to do Australia. Like,
I think you guys would be appreciated because there's not a good local scene of music. It's in shambles here. So they actually like listen to more of American stuff and Afrobeat. So there's definitely a space. They have like little festivals and stuff. So I'm still trying to tap in and just find out, you know, how they usually rock. So I'm quite new here, but yeah, definitely. I'm sure there's definitely a space for the music back home. Yeah.
Yo, bro. Like, let's connect. Let's stay in touch. All right, and let's see what we can do.
We'll definitely do, man. I'll drop you a DM and I'll send you an email address that you could possibly shoot the images we can use for the interview. All right, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's now like almost 11 o'clock this side or later. All right, man.
The saddest. Cheers, bro.
All right. Peace out.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatide.
I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going up like a lotto. Doors, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going up like a lotto. Doors, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. We came to party, girl, a zombie. We came to party, girl, a zombie.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, a zombie. We came to party, girl, a zombie.
We came to party, baby, girl. We came to party.
Blood money, Jacobs. God money, takers. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect us. Move back. It's the elephant with the big tusk. They get tusk. Oh, what a rush. It's us. I'm top level with the key. Silver bezel, I'm a G.
Caramel days, man, it's never been a phase. I bring the paper to the chase and I never get phased. The realest of all time, on my level, I'm a crime. Call the ZRP, see the red IB. Call me higher than heaven. I bring the vibe, Jenga Bulu while I was seven. Bottles on bottles, club life till I die, right? It's P-O-Y, right? I get you tipsy like it's mid-flight. We start the party up at midnight. So I suggest you hold your girl tight. I suggest you hold your girl tight. I suggest you hold your girl tight. I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going off like a lotto. Dogs, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going off like a lotto. Dogs, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party.
Yeah, feel like I just won the lotto. I hope it's coming in you, sir. Ain't no cuss, give me bottles. Where the Bacardi or Super? Shorty missing in action when I just ask her what's happening. You wanna in our section? See a hawk in the hookah. Follow cause we popping bangers, make a bust a body. I'm in no black like Akon, now she wanna chop my money. Third world, we vibing, swerving the Nissan Sunny. No punk, we still get lucky. It's a party, it's time to sell me. Yeah, all night, no sleep. A couple shots, but we calling it foreplay. Pretty girls love me. I can't choose, so I'm having a four-way flex. Now shorty roll my jets. Short dress, long legs. Let me see you follow my steps. Yeah, I let them go, but they all come back, man. These shorties are frisbees. Yeah, I'm bigger in the burg. I'm going live, sipping chip for Janimbi. Ash, now they all wanna get in the mix. Plenty women all up in the whip. Mooka, who the point with a hit? Yeah.
It's going, going, going up. It's gonna tell young people they can give me bottle. I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going off like a lotto. Dogs, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. I feel like I just won the lotto. All my going off like a lotto. Dogs, go tell your people they can follow. I don't need no cups, give me bottles. We came to party, girl, that's how
we came.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl.
We came to party, girl, us out.
We came to party, baby, girl. We came to party, girl, us out.
Capital 263.